And now you were talking about the McCrimmons, Patrick McCrimmon having been in Ireland. This was Patrick Moore, you were saying.
I knew Ian Orr.
Ian Orr was in Ireland.
Ian Orr was in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
And came over to Dunvegan to the McLeods. The first tune, or Peebuch, which my information came from Australia, composed in the British Isles, it was Timlin O'Connaughan, mm-hmm. which is the lament for King Brian. Mm-hmm. And in other words, today put into regular rhythm is the famous Irish tune, Brian Boru.
Yes.
And it's practically in slow music, marched today, as what is given in Gester's little book
yes.
of 20 tunes.
Yes.
So there we have the Peebuch, and that has developed just in the same way as Peebuch and Donaldhu and other marches have come in to our music
mm-hmm.
and spoiled on account of the use of the diatonic mode.
Mm-hmm.
The piper today is diatonically minded
mm-hmm.
and knows nothing about pentatonic caps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that is the difference. And then again, the Highlander is assisted in that because he has the same vowel sounds which the language is built round as are to be found in the Shenjoch.
Mm-hmm.
The principal sound of getting out music or trying to tune any piece of timber, wood or metal to a musical sound gives the oo sound.
Mm-hmm.
There you have the vowel, next the ah sound and then the e sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's round these same sounds that the Gaelic language and its vocables are built.
Yes.
The consonant is entirely English,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and therefore their pathos and their singing and their fluency has got no comparison at all, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
with what the Celts had
mm-hmm.
in their pathos and feeling.
Mm-hmm. And now, didn't you say also something about Patrick Moore having visited Ireland, or am I wrong in this?
He is said to have visited his relatives in Italy.
Oh, in Italy,
I see.
Yeah,
the genealogical matters is that some say no, it's from the Irish root Crinthan.
Yes.
And also in Harris.
Yes.
But the district of Cremona in Italy was famous also for its old masters in the production of the violin,
mm-hmm.
such as Amati.
Mm-hmm.
The German Steiner was also, who left fiddles, was a pupil of Amati's.
Mm-hmm.
And Stradivarius was also a pupil of Amati.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at or reading about the tickets inside the older fiddles and story, we find Garnerius, etc., and prior to that, when the Latin inscription and designating the place they came from as Crimonen,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is practically dialectal McCrimmon.
Yes. Yes.
And the story given to me was that they adopted the name owing to having come from the district. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's difficult to lay down actual fact as to who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also had it in tradition
mm-hmm.
that the very first tune in MacLeod of Gester's little book of Shenjoch is the lament, or McCrimmon's dream of love, or the lament for the Saviour,
mm-hmm.
and in which he, being a bard, he also composed Tokorim of Phoebes, H. McGahey,
mm-hmm.
and being a bard, he also composed verses of four-line airs, and depicting the story of Christ from the cradle to the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
That and the genealogical tree, my friends in Australia tell me that these were all buried with him, rather than bring retribution on the family
yes.
left.
Yes, I see.
And there is reason, I fully believe, have saw the last of that sort of feudalism that retained for a century or more in the Highlands, where they were so subservient and punishable for this, that, and the next offences. The Prescription Act of the 45 damped the whole thing, and hence, and their secretive form, accounts for the fictitious names
mm-hmm.
that are now given to their tunes,
yes.
or that they put down themselves, probably in many cases. And they also too blamed the Mackays
mm-hmm.
and Donald MacDonald Edinburgh
mm-hmm.
were trying to improve and enlarge their music.
Yes.
And in my opinion, they were failures, both the Mackays and Donald MacDonald.
I see. And this tune, McCrimmon's Dream of Love, has it been renamed in the usual way by the Peabor Society? You know, I mean,
they've never published it.
Uh-huh.
General Thomason perused the tune, but says he could make nothing of it in his book. But it's the comely tune.
Yes.
It is a comely thing to sing unto the Lord.
Yes. And this is in Gaister's little book.
It's in Gaister's little book.
Uh-huh.
But that these books in Shantyrach, and they're purposely on afterthoughts changed the wordings of this of Shantyrach.
Yes. And this missing syllable, this missing vocable is very interesting.
It's very interesting, but not only that, there's no one can make sense of it. And then again, there's the vocable oo. They use the oo coming to top G, and in descending, they sung that same vocable to E.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And then when anyone tries to read it, they're finished.
Yes.
They're unable to.
Yes.
And it has a nice musical effect descending from the one oo to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they used that the oo there on E descending the scale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's always an that or puts in as the missing vocable, isn't it?
Yes, well, of course, there are an and in and o and I and also on D and A in again on the E,
yeah.
And E on the F, and U or A on the G.
Yes.
All these beats, these beats of, what do I call them again? Of equal rotation. And both Gantyrach, they are purposely left out.
I see.
They're not there.
But you could always make out where the missing beat was, where you had to put in the extra.
Oh yes, you know what, it's right away. It's,
uh-huh.
It has that rule all through the cover, and therefore that's why they've been written in that manner.
I see.
With the vocable miss, there's no need to when taught. And by these systems and by the beats of what did we call them, they were unable to memorize, and that's why, one of the reasons why they could retain so many of them without
I see
resorting. The system kept that in its place.